We're going to talk about traveling now, maybe what the travel trends for 2024 are. We have with us from Expedia Group, a travel expert, Janine Tornator, joining us to give us some insight into some things that people are doing when they're heading out on a vacation trip. Good morning, Janine. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Great to be here.
All right. So where is everybody going, I guess, is a good question to start.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that, so Expedia has this new report out. They're calling it Unpacked 2024, and it's got some really interesting trends. The first one really touches on where everyone's looking to go in the new year, and this trend they're calling destination dupes. You know, we look at like Instagram and all, like a dupe is like a replica of something. So these are places that aren't exact replicas, but they're great alternatives to more popular vacation spots. And people are starting to look for those less crowded, less obvious alternatives. So to give you a couple examples of these, so a dupe, Curaçao is the dupe for St. Martin. Obviously, both of them are beautiful island destinations in the Caribbean. Curaçao, a little less traveled, a little bigger, a little more affordable. Palermo, a dupe for Lisbon. Lisbon has been one of those international destinations that's been on a lot of people's bucket list, so it's gotten really busy. Palermo has all the great culture, the great food. It's the dupe for Lisbon. And another one of my favorites is Quebec City. In Canada, you've got that, you know, French-speaking, walled, cobblestone streets, castle on a hill experience, about a two-hour flight from a lot of U.S. cities. It's the dupe for Geneva, which has all of those great things as well, but is a 10-hour flight for travelers in the U.S. So destination dupes is one of the big things they're looking at for next year.
Oh, I like that. You go to Canada instead of Switzerland. This is great. One of the things I see on also on the list are concert tourism or concert tours. What do you? You're like a Grateful Dead following your concert. tell me a little bit about that. Maybe Taylor Swift is responsible for this.
You just hit the nail on the head. So this one's called Tour Tourism, and this is really a result of Taylor Swift and Beyonce. So what we saw this year, you know, those tour experiences were so expensive. A lot of people were finding cheaper tickets in other destinations than these places, these concerts when they were in their hometown. People were even traveling internationally, finding cheaper tickets to the concerts where it made more sense to book the trip to go somewhere to see it. So we expect this, Expedia expects this to be big in 2024 as well. There are a lot of big concert tours this year happening. And they actually looked at some of the cities where these big concerts were taking place, cities where there were also affordable hotels. So a few of the cities on the list for tour tourism include Houston, Texas, affordable hotels there, a lot of big concerts there, Mexico City, and Antwerp, Belgium made that list.
Ah. Buenos Aires, by the way, if you're following Taylor Swift, I thought I saw on Instagram yesterday. By the way, she's got a new bodysuit, too. Apparently, that's a trend that people are following her. It's amazing how that stuff comes up, even on my social media, where
yes.
I don't know how that works. TV and film locations.
This is another really big one as well. 60% of travelers said that they've researched or booked a trip to a destination after they saw or streamed it on TV or saw a movie. So next year, Expedia is expecting this to continue to be a big trend. You've got the season 3 of The White Lotus, which takes place in Thailand. So I think a lot more people will be heading there. There's, you know, this whimsical show like Emily in Paris. That new season just came out. They watch that. And it really does give you inspiration. I mean, the way a lot of these movies are filmed definitely makes you want to travel to some of them.
Yeah, let's hope we just don't turn into some of the characters in those dramas.
Absolutely.
Right? You want to be sure to come home from your trip. I know some
right.
people on the White Lotus vanished mysteriously for that. Okay, what else is going on that people are looking for? The word vibe, is this the new travel trend word?
Well, so this is really, really interesting. On the Hotels.com app, guest reviews mentioning the word vibe increased year over year by over 1,000%. So what this really tells us is that instead of people looking or putting in their reviews, you know, oh, you know, the sheets were soft and the bed was great and the breakfast was good, people are actually talking about the vibe of the hotel. And hotels, you know, I loved the modern vibe, or I loved the chill beach vibe, or the retro vibe of this hotel. And you really see that now when you're going into hotels. At hotels, they get that. People want to sit in the lobby and embrace kind of like what that hotel feels like, as opposed to, you know, some of the other things that we typically see people reviewing. So they're calling that one vibe check-in. You check into the hotel and you get embraced by the vibe. And that's really what people are looking for now in hotels. Okay.
We don't have to worry about how close the parking is or something to that effect. We want the feeling of everything, which I guess
yes.
you want to, that's what it is really traveling. It's the experience. It's how you feel there and when you get back. What kind of things can we help, you know, with any other tips for this morning, if you could?
Yeah, so one of the big tips, actually, and a bit of a trend as well, is Expedia, they're saying explore new technologies. So, of course, AI, all the rage right now, these generative AI platforms like ChatGPT, they've gotten a ton of buzz, but not a lot of travelers have been actually using them to plan their trips. But they think as more people are embracing this, we're going to see more people using it for travel in 2024. You can go on apps like Expedia and you can ask for recommendations for accommodations or experiences based on your budget, and the ChatGPT will give you those. So it's really a new fun way to plan that they think a lot more people should use and will be using in the coming year.
Sounds good. Jenny, if people want to hear or find out more of what we talked about, get set for a fun trip in 2024, where's a good place to start?
Yeah, well, I would start on any of these Expedia, Hotels.com, Vrbo apps. Download the apps on your phone. They're great to have on the go, and they've got a lot of great tools to use.
Sounds good. Janine, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.